Bertie. He's probably, he always does this before Mario does his shows down the country. He gives them. Bertie!
How are you, Ian?
Is it about the show?
No, it's not.
Are you in it tonight? It's Wexford tonight.
I'm not actually.
Did you open that, or was it Brian Cowan? I think it was Brian Cowan opened
it. I think it was Brian Cowan. Yeah. But no, I'm not in the show. I haven't been asked. I like the people of Wexford, but yeah. I don't know about the move.
Maybe Castlebar.
Castlebar is always. I've received a couple of calls from Castlebar, and they are nice people up there. Wexford aren't nice people, but the mood down there. I don't know about
anyway,
the mood.
Wexford and Castlebar. Anyway,
the show. I was just having a bit of toast there,
right?
And I just wanted to. I was looking over
your woman Desiree having a bit of toast.
I was just looking at the star, and I wanted to just to congratulate the winners of the Euro Millions.
Oh yeah, 175 million.
The people up in the Knoll.
Yeah,
it's an incredible amount of money, and I know money can't buy
happiness.
That's
up near the drones, isn't it?
It was a drone situation going on. I understand.
Maybe it was them celebrating with their drones. I don't know.
Money can't buy you happiness, or can't buy you love, and I don't know if the Beatles or the Monkeys, I was thinking the bassist.
What would you do? The
Mickey Dolenz, I think, was the fellow with the nose, wasn't he?
I
used to watch them running around on the beaches, and I used to wonder when they were going so fast.
What would you do with the 175 million euros?
Well, I couldn't even imagine in my wildest dreams having 175 million. But I don't know.
I'd
give most of it away.
Would you?
To sport.
Sport.
Sporting organisations, Gaelic football, locally, Dublin. Although the Dubs are doing well enough at the moment, and probably don't need much money, but the five in a row,
that's
never
about
been
money,
done.
Really, is it?
No, it's well.
So
shame,
you'd give most of it to sport, would you?
Well, I'd probably give most of it. Well, I might keep a little bit for myself.
Right.
I saw those people up in the Knoll, and they went for a Chinese. And I might stretch for an Indian or there's Kinara there in Clontarf. They do a good naan bread. Although the bread, you don't know, with Brexit, they're saying the bread won't be there anymore. I don't know if that applies to India or if they'll get it in on the boats or you have to go. I don't know if they're coming from India, but there doesn't look like to be any naan bread left.
Bertie, I could just leave you going there. Just keep going. Go on.
Fine, thanks. There's a Bangladeshi restaurant there that there's a Dame Street, I think it was, or that could have been closed. There was Nico's, I think I used to go to in the 80s. I can't really
Nico's keep going. Has gone, or has it changed?
Well, no, Nico's got it in the 80s I was talking about when I was in the Mansion House, or while I wasn't drinking as much as your man was in the Mansion House anyway.
The Imro Award winning Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.